Hello and welcome back to the LifeSpring Family Bible. I'm Steve Webb, your host. This is number 15, and today we're going to be reading Genesis chapters 11 through 14. Today I'm going to be reading some more difficult names. Aren't you glad you don't have to do that? And we'll be hearing about the Tower of Babel. We'll be introduced to Abram and Sarai, who later became known as Abraham and Sarah. Abraham, of course, is the father of the Hebrew nation. And we are also introduced for the first time today to Sodom and Gomorrah. Let's begin. Chapter 11. The whole earth was of one language and of one speech. It happened, as they traveled east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they lived there. They said to one another, "Come, let's make bricks and burn them thoroughly." They had brick for stone, and they used tar for mortar. They said, "Come, let's build ourselves a city and a tower whose top reaches to the sky, and let's make ourselves a name, lest we be scattered abroad on the surface of the whole earth." The Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men built. The Lord said, "Behold, they are one people, and they have all one language, and this is what they begin to do. Now nothing will be withheld from them which they intend to do. Come, let's go down and there confuse their language, that they may not understand one another's speech." So the Lord scattered them abroad from there on the surface of all the earth. They stopped building the city. Therefore its name was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth. From there the Lord scattered them abroad on the surface of the earth. This is the history of the generations of Shem. Shem was 100 years old and became the father of Arpachshad 2 years after the flood. Shem lived 500 years after he became the father of Arpachshad and became the father of sons and daughters. Arpachshad lived 35 years and became the father of Shelah. Arpachshad lived 403 years after he became the father of Shelah and became the father of sons and daughters. Shelah lived 30 years and became the father of Eber. And Shelah lived 403 years after he became the father of Eber, and became the father of sons and daughters. Eber lived 34 years and became the father of Peleg. Eber lived 430 years after he became the father of Peleg, and became the father of sons and daughters. Peleg lived 30 years and became the father of Reu. Peleg lived 209 years after he became the father of Reu, and became the father of sons and daughters. Reu lived 32 years and became the father of Serug. Reu lived 207 years after he became the father of Serug and became the father of sons and daughters. Serug lived 30 years and became the father of Nahor. Serug lived 200 years after he became the father of Nahor and became the father of sons and daughters. Nahor lived 29 years and became the father of Terah. Nahor lived 119 years after he became the father of Terah and became the father of sons and daughters. Terah lived 70 years and became the father of Abram, Nahor, and Haran. Now this is the history of the generations of Terah. Terah became the father of Abraham, Nahor, and Haran. Haran became the father of Lot. Haran died before his father Terah in the land of his birth in Ur of the Chaldees. Abram and Nahor took wives. The name of Abram's wife was Sarai, and the name of Nahor's wife, Milcah, the daughter of Haran, who was also the father of Iscah. Sarai was barren. She had no child. Lot, the son of Haran, his son's son, and Sarai, his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife, they went forth from Ur of the Chaldees to go into the land of Canaan. They came to Haran and lived there. The days of Terah were 205 years. Terah died in Haran. Chapter 12. Now the Lord said to Abram, "Get out of your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. You will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. All of the families of the earth will be blessed in you." So Abram went, as the Lord had spoken to him. Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. Abram took Sarai his wife, Lot his brother's son, all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls whom they had gotten in Haran, And they went forth to go to the land of Canaan. Into the land of Canaan they came. Abram passed through the land to the place of Shechem, to the oak of Moreh. The Canaanite was then in the land. The Lord appeared to Abram and said, I will give this land to your seed. He built an altar there to the Lord, who appeared to him. He went from there to the mountain on the east of Bethel, and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west, and Ai on the east. There he built an altar to the Lord, and called on the name of the Lord. Abram traveled, going on still toward the south. There was a famine in the land. Abram went down into Egypt to live as a foreigner there, for the famine was severe in the land. It happened, when he had come near to enter Egypt, that he said to Sarai his wife, See now, I know that you are a beautiful woman to look at. It will happen, when the Egyptians will see you, that they will say, This is his wife. They will kill me, but they will save you alive. Please say that you are my sister, that it may be well with me for your sake, and that my soul may live because of you. It happened that when Abram had come into Egypt, the Egyptians saw that the woman was very beautiful. The princes of Pharaoh saw her and praised her to Pharaoh, and the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house. He dealt well with Abram for her sake. He had sheep, cattle, male donkeys, male servants, female donkeys, and camels. The Lord plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarai, Abram's wife. Pharaoh called Abram and said, What is this that you have done to me? Why didn't you tell me that she was your wife? Why did you say she is my sister, so that I took her to be my wife? Now therefore see your wife, take her, and go your way. Pharaoh commanded men concerning him, and they brought him on the way with his wife and all that he had. Chapter 13. Abram went up out of Egypt, he, his wife, all that he had, and Lot with him, into the south. Abram was very rich in livestock, in silver, and in gold. He went on his journeys from the south, even to Bethel, to the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai, to the place of the altar, which he had made there at the first. There Abram called on the name of the Lord. Lot also, who went with Abram, had flocks and herds and tents. The land was not able to bear them, that they might live together, for their substance was great, so they could not live together. There was a strife between the herdsmen of Abram's livestock and the herdsmen of Lot's livestock, and the Canaanite and the Perizzite lived in the land at that time. Abram said to Lot, Please, let there be no strife between me and you and between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we're relatives. Isn't the whole land before you? Please separate yourself from me. If you go to the left land, then I will go to the right. Or if you go to the right hand, then I will go to the left. Lot lifted up his eyes and saw all the plain of the Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere, before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as you go to Zoar. So Lot chose the plain of the Jordan for himself. Lot traveled east, and they separated themselves, the one from the other. Abram lived in the land of Canaan, and Lot lived in the cities of the plain, and moved his tent as far as Sodom. Now the men of Sodom were exceedingly wicked, and sinners against the Lord. The Lord said to Abram, after Lot was separated from him, Now, lift up your eyes and look from the place where you are, northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which you see I will give to you and to your offspring forever. I will make your offspring as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then your seed may also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land in its length and in its breadth, for I will give it to you. Abram moved his tent, and came and lived by the oaks of Mamre, which are in Hebron, and built an altar there to the Lord. Chapter 14. It happened in the days of Amraphel, king of Shinar, Arioch, king of Elasar, Chedorlaomer, king of Elam, and Tidal, king of Goiim, that they made war with Bera, king of Sodom, and with Birsha, king of Gomorrah, Shinab, king of Admah, and Shemeber, king of Zoaim, and the king of Bela, the same as Zoar. All these joined together in the valley of Siddim, the same as the Salt Sea. 12 years they served Chedorlaomer, and in the 13th year they rebelled. In the 14th year, Chedorlaomer came, and the kings who were with him, and struck the Rephaim in Ashtaroth-Karnaim, and the Zuzim in Ham, and the Emim in Shava Kiriathaim, and the Horites in their Mount Seir, to Elparan, which is by the wilderness. They returned and came to En Mishpat, the same as Kadesh, and struck all the country of the Amalekites and also the Amorites that lived in Hazazon Tamar. The king of Sodom and the king of Gomorrah and the king of Admah and the king of Zeboiim and the king of Bela, the same as Zoar, went out, and they set the battle in array against them in the valley of Siddim, against Chedorlaomer, king of Elam, and Tidal, king of Goim, and Amraphel, king of Shinar, and Arioch, king of Elasar, 4 kings against 5. Now the valley of Siddim was full of tar pits, and the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah fled, and they fell there, and those who remained fled to the hills. They took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah, and all their food, and went their way. They took Lot, Abram's brother's son, who lived in Sodom, and his goods, and departed. One who had escaped came and told Abram the Hebrew. Now he lives by the oaks of Mamre, the Amorite, brother of Eshcol, and brother of Aner, and these were allies of Abram. When Abram heard that his relative was taken captive, he led forth his trained men, born in his house, 318, and pursued as far as Dan. He divided himself against them by night, he and his servants, and struck them, and pursued them to Hobah, which is on the left hand of Damascus. He brought back all the goods, and also brought back his relative Lot and his goods, and the women also, and the people. The king of Sodom went out to meet him, after his return from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer, and the kings who were with him, at the valley of Shaveh, that is, the king's valley. Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine, and he was priest of God Most High. He blessed him and said, "Blessed be Abram of God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand." Abram gave him a tenth of all. The king of Sodom said to Abram, "Give me the people and take the goods to yourself." Abram said to the king of Sodom, "I have lifted up my hand to the Lord, God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take a thread, nor a sandal strap, nor anything that is yours, lest you should say, 'I have made Abram rich.' I will accept nothing from you except that which the young man have eaten, and the portion of the men who went with me, Aner, Eshcol, and Mamre. Let them take their portion."
I told you some of those names were difficult. I hope you enjoyed the reading today. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow when we will be reading chapters 15 through 18. I look forward to seeing you then. I'm Steve Webb. I'll see you next time. God bless you.
This has been an InTouch Productions podcast.